What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them some thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time. Prime time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Well, my.
That's like horseradish.
We've got a text in about the John Helmer's Haberdashery downtown that you were talking about.
Yeah, that I leer into if I'm ever down
at
the shits.
I've seen it. I've walked by there because, you know, you go to a show or whatever you're in that hotel. What's that hotel right there?
That's the Heathman.
Yeah, the Heathman. Got a good restaurant and bar.
If you go to their website, they have an entire section on berets.
Do they really?
Yeah.
John Helmer's?
Yeah, when you first pull them up, there's an entire section that just says berets.
Well, this guy says it's John Helmer's, and besides being the hat store in town, they also do great casual dress shirts, suits, blazers, slacks, and sweaters, as well as custom dress shirts. Join the John the Third actually runs the store. He's a super cool guy, badass tennis player. I'm the fourth generation of my family that shops there.
How about that?
So a little shout out to John Helmer's Haberdashery downtown. We got our eyes on you.
Which just looks cool, although I'm a little scared to go in there.
All right, well, should we talk sports?
We could.
What is Colorado Rockies?
Reynolds was in the, you know, he was in the longest yard. That's kind of sportsy. So
Kellen Moore's the new coach of the Saints.
Yeah, the worst kept secret in the NFL.
Yeah, we knew that, but it was official today.
Yeah,
I think that they're perfect for each other because I feel like the Saints' job isn't that good.
I would tend to agree,
and I feel like Kellen Moore isn't that good. How about that?
I think Kellen Moore is riding the wave of the Super Bowl run. And not that he's a bad OC, right? He was in Dallas for a handful of years. That's where he cut his teeth. And then he was in the Chargers for a year and then went to Philly. And it was a bit of a rough go at times this year in Philly, but the run game was great. And he took over a job that, look, no one wanted the job. So it's got to go to someone. And if you're Kellen Moore, it's one of 32 jobs. You take it. You hope for the best. But they don't have a quarterback. They have the worst cap situation in the NFL.
I don't think it's like 54 million over the cap or something.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
That's a lot for those that don't know that.
Well, and it's going to take a couple years to unwind it. You know, you've given up a lot of draft capital. I hope that they have patience, because this is the downside that when you're the Kellen Moores of the world and you're not really being offered jobs, and so you take one that comes along, that there's a reason why the Joe Brady's of the world and the Aaron Glenn's and the Mike McCarthy's all looked at that and was like, eh, no thanks. Especially when you're a first-year coach, sometimes you only get 1 year. See Gerard Mayo. So Kellen Moore could come in there and be a pretty smart guy, but you don't know what you don't know. He's never been a head coach before. You're going into a bad situation with a lot of turnover. You don't have a quarterback. And, you know, if things go the wrong way, your ass is gone. And I'm not certain if you're going to get another opportunity, but you also are probably going to get life-changing money that's guaranteed. So maybe you just end up taking it and you bet on yourself. But that is not of the jobs that were available, I'm convinced that that was the worst of the jobs.
There's no question. It's one of the worst jobs in the league.
It's not good.
That said, I don't think there's ever going to be an NFL job that somebody doesn't take. I mean, you know.
No. But I think it says something that assistant coaches...
Yeah, they didn't want it.
They didn't want it.
Because the other three names that they got down to were with like in-person interviews were nobodies.
No.
Like Kellen Moore is the best name of the four.
Yeah.
One of them was the interim guy.
Yeah.
Whatever his name
the
was.
The Rizzler.
One of them was...
I ripped his ass, quite frankly.
I can't remember.
Darren Rizzi.
Yeah.
That's the Rizzler.
Yeah. And then two other dudes. But anyway, Kellen Moore, you know, I mean, I'm sure he's fine. And by the way, in fairness to him, they hired him before the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They just couldn't announce it.
Yeah.
So they it didn't matter what the Eagles did in the playoffs.
He was the guy.
They chose him. He's only 36.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll, who also got an NFL coaching job, is 73. Mm-hmm.
Who brought both of his sons to the coaching staff again.
So Pete, 73, mm-hmm. Moore, 36.
Yeah.
He is half Pete Carroll's age. I looked up a celebrity equivalence to this,
mm-hmm.
and I want to share them with you now.
Okay.
Okay. So this would be akin to, like, in acting,
mm-hmm.
Mark Harmon and Vanessa Hudgens being hired for the same job.
I could see that. You know, why not? I mean, Mark Harmon's got some range, man.
Mark Harmon is 73.
Yeah.
Vanessa, 36. Or how about Emma Stone and Jill Biden getting the same gig?
Well, Pete Carroll, it's an interesting hire. I think Pete's being brought in to just try to be the adult in the room and obviously be a bridge guy. I don't understand that.
Stability guy. Culture guy.
Yeah, culture guy. But, you know, you're only going to be there for a couple years. Kellen Moore, I think it's just, you're just taking a swing because what the hell else have you got? No one else wanted the job. So you take a coordinator that was well thought of. He's a bright guy. And you hope that you get the next, you know, you get the next Sean Payton.
Should they have made a run at Fangio instead?
I think Fangio at 66, and I think his time is done. It's like the Spags.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know if he even wanted to be head coach.
I'm not sure that he does either, but.
Well, by all accounts, Vic Fangio is a, how do I put this? He's just a curmudgeon.
Well,
like, he's not a...
You can tell.
He's not a personality. People don't gravitate to him. He just... He never smiles. He's just a lot. The story was that, you know, this was his... Like, people in the NFL really respect Vic Fangio. He's 66, going on 67. He's never won a Super Bowl. He's responsible for, like a shift. He is one of the more copy defensive coordinators we've seen in the NFL in years. And so it was a big deal when he got it. But they said that when they won the Super Bowl and everyone went in there to talk to him, by the time people got into the locker room and got around to trying to talk to him, he had already showered and was leaving. He walked around to his defensive players, fist bumped them, shook their hands, no hugs, and then left the locker room. He didn't even stick around for the celebration. Like, that's Vic Fangio, and I think that's...
I don't know why guys like that keep getting head coaching jobs. You know, like the Broncos gave him a head coach.
Yeah.
Like, obviously they're very smart.
Yes.
And very good X's and O's guys.
Yeah.
But they can't relate to a book.
No.
Relate to my water bottle.
Which is why he only got the one chance and he won't get another one.
But guys like that get hired all the time.
Yeah.
Well, that are like that.
Well, I think the idea is the same thing. Like, and I'm not saying Spags is like this, but, you know, for the most part, you hire the guys that are the bright coordinators. And so when you've got a guy who's influential, the idea is, you know, let's bring him on board. The problem with hiring a coordinator is, and this is what we're going to find out with Ben Johnson. Like, if you're Vic Fangio and you get to spend 100% of your time just sitting in a room somewhere and dialing up your, you know, your cover four, your cover six schemes, too high shell safety look, you know, the zones, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to squeeze you in the Vic Fangio defense, right? Which is all the rage in the NFL. It's like what everyone runs now to try to stop Mahomes and the Chiefs. But when you become head coach, you know, like, you no longer get to spend 100% of your time being the defensive coordinator. So the whole reason why you were hired in the first place, you now have to negate 50% of that, 60% of it. And so if you don't have the ability to delegate, or you don't have the ability to spread yourself around, it doesn't work. And we see this time and time again, whether it's Josh McDaniels or whether it's Cliff Kingsbury. There's a lot of these people that just, that's all they're cut out to be. Spags, I think, is the best big game defensive coordinator we've seen since probably Bill Belichick back in the Giants days. He got one shot at that, and no, he doesn't get another sniff. It's just it's not
true.
It's not happening.
Well,
and Fangio won't either. And Fangio, well, and he's so old now. It's that's not going to happen.
I don't know how long Kellen Moore will be in New Orleans. but I'm guessing it's not long. And well, it's maybe not even his fault.
No, that's why I said I hope. And this is why it bums me out when the Gerard Mayos and I think this happened, was it Raheem Morris in Tampa that got 1 year, I think it was, and whatever happens to Kellen Moore. It's just, it's crappy. The Urban Meyer thing's different because that was just a, you know, I mean, God, you're kicking.
Steve Wilkes was another one.
Yeah. You can't bring a guy in and be like, okay, we've got a bad roster. We don't have a quarterback. We're in salary cap hell. We don't have a lot of draft capital. And so go in and work magic. Oh, and by the way, you're a first year head coach. So there's probably going to be some bumps along the way anyways. Like, and then after a year you sit up there and you're like, well, that didn't work. So we're going to flush you. That's just, it's unfair. And look, there are definitely the Jim Tom Sulas of the world that chances are that wasn't going to work anyways. But then why even, like, you're just setting him up to fail, and then you're just paying someone a bunch of money to fail. It's a very weird process that the NFL goes through.
You were there. You were a Niner fan. What? Jim Tom Sula might be the weirdest hire of all time. Why did they hire him?
It was so basically Jim Harbaugh was rubbing the rest of the front office the wrong way so horribly that I think that Jim Tom Sula was an easy landing spot for everyone to get their bearings again, and that like he almost had no plan, no direction. They just really liked him as a person. Like it was really stupid. It didn't make any sense. He had won a game as the interim head coach, and I think they thought that the players liked him. There had no chance of working, but I think they didn't have a plan when the stuff with Harbaugh fell apart so late in the regular season, and they just, that was their odd stopgap pivot.
Yeah, I remember the Texans hired, I think it was David Culley, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And
1 year.
One year. And he was a longtime assistant, right? He was not going to get another job. And he had come over, I want to say he came over from Baltimore or Buffalo, where he was an offensive guy there and a bright guy, career assistant. And they brought him in with the Texans. And it was a dog-esque roster. This was after the Deshaun Watson debacle and all that crap. I think they stuck him with, was it like Tanner McKee or someone like that? It might have been Mills. It might have been Giraffe Neck. And they
weren't Glennon.
They weren't any good, but they played their ass off for him.
I think they both had big necks.
They both have big necks.
Davis Mills, a big neck guy too.
Yeah, I think he's got a really long neck.
Yeah, I just think it's Sean Glennon or Mike Glennon. Can't remember which one.
And it wasn't a good year. I'm looking it up. They went 4-13, but they played their ass off for him, and they were in a lot of games. And then they went and they flushed him. And I remember sitting there being like, why? Like, if I'm that guy, I'm sitting there, if I'm David Culley, I'm like, this was my one shot, and you gave me no resources, and I wasn't the worst team in the league, and I was competitive in a lot of my games with very little to work with, and now you're sending me out?
It's weird.
And luckily, you know, these guys, they get paid, and maybe that's enough where you just, like you said, you take your $15 million in buyout and you go away. But, you know, he's never coached again.
Not even as an assistant?
No. No, and now he's old, and so he's done. But that was his last. For a guy that had, it was a career assistant, it just bums me out that he never got a fair shake. But he took his money and he walked off from the sunset, and at least he had the wherewithal to be like, I'm not going back. This was my one shot. Thanks for the money, and I'm out.
It's just weird. Teams don't know what they're doing, shockingly.
No, there is a really good, I'll track it down. It was a podcast. We should bring the lady on. She wrote an article. And I don't remember if it was with The Ringer or The Athletic. I'll go back, and it was one of the podcasts I listened to. And she wrote a piece on the NFL hiring process and basically nepotism in the Good Old Boys Network. And oh my God, it is alarming at how disorganized and piss poor the hiring process is. It really comes down to, do you have a big last name? What coaching tree you come from, and more importantly, what agency you're repped by. Because there's a handful of power broker agents, and there is a lot of, you will hire my guy, and once my guy gets hired, he will hire assistants that are of that same circle. It is not the best candidate. For a billion-dollar industry where that is such an important thing, it's shocking at how crappy that process really is.
All right, where will Aaron Rodgers play next? Next on The Fan.
Relax.
Side note on Kellen Moore, wrapping that up.
Yeah.
He is supposed to hire Brandon Staley as his defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know,
they were in the Chargers, right? He was there with Staley and
well, Staley was the head coach.
Yeah, he was the head coach. Yeah. They just flippy flopped.
So I guess a good hire. I don't know. I mean, Staley seemed like a pretty good defensive guy.
Well, and the
disaster
Saints,
of a head coach.
The but. Saints defense was their only redeemable quality there, and that was Dennis Allen and when they left. So you know, I guess he was viewed as a good defensive guy.
Also, Dan Orlovsky is expected to join his staff. Did you know that?
Is that what's happening?
It sounded like Orlovsky was leaving ESPN. Yes. He kind of had a last hurrah kind of thing.
He did a, I'm going to take some time, and there was a
he lot said of, he was taking a break.
Yeah, so instead of, everyone thought he was just leaving to go to a new job, like a new network
well,
job.
He is. But he's yeah, no, he, it sounds this. Like he's going to the Saints because he and Kellen Moore were teammates.
Oh,
were old
okay.
teammates.
Well, so. And Orlovsky, you know, I know everyone gives him crap for, you know, he wasn't a good quarterback, but he's a bright guy. I think he does a really nice yeah. job, you know, being an analyst. And look, that's always the silly argument. Some of the best players make the worst coaches, and some of the worst players make the best coaches. I mean, look, Kellen Moore wasn't a good quarterback, but he's a very bright offensive mind. John Gruden was a quarterback at Dayton. That guy forgot more about offensive football than I will ever know. You know, Chip Kelly wasn't a good football player, but he's a bright mind. So I don't like when people take shots at the Orlovskys of the world. And that's like a Cam Newton, Michael Irvin sort of thing. Cool, dude, you're in the Hall of Fame. That doesn't mean that you understand how to run an offense.
The other thing I saw about Kellen Moore was that he played his current quarterback head-to-head in college and whooped his ass 57-7. Boise State beat Fresno State Derek Carr was quarterbacking there.
Mm. Well, look, all I know is Derek Carr, Spencer Rattler, Jake Haener, and Ben DiNucci.
Best quarterback room in the league.
They got the Nooch. That's what they're working with.
Things are looking up.
Yeah,
well. Deal says Jim Zorn, stranger hire. We were talking about Tom Sula.
I remember Jim Zorn.
That was a weird hire at the time, though.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah, a little odd.
Well, he raises a good question. Like, what is the strangest hire? Like, David Coley was out of nowhere.
Coley
like
was
said.
Weird.
Tom Sula is way, way up there.
I still think Sula, Tom Sula.
That's like, number one.
Tom Sula had never been anything other than, like, a D-line coach. And not even a super
well-respected.
Well,
no one had ever even heard of him.
The only reason I heard of him is because he was our D-line coach when I was in NFL Europe.
You know what?
That's the strangest hire of all time.
Yeah, I think you're right. Another one that is weird was weird at the time was Mark Trestman.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when the Bears hired him?
Yeah. I feel like the Bears, the organizations like that just hire very strange people.
I also think it's weird when they just take somebody who hasn't been doing one of those jobs, like when, I know it wasn't a head coach job, but like when the Niners hired John Lynch right out of Fox's TV booth to be their GM.
Yeah, like, but he's done a good job.
He's done a great job, but it's odd when it happens. They're like, you weren't even working in an organization.
I got one.
Yeah.
I got one.
What are we missing?
Jeff Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
It was his drinking
good
buddy.
Good one.
Was that a permanent?
No, well, I mean,
interim,
but he Jeff Saturday was just his drinking buddy,
yeah.
and he was like, yeah, he's going to be our head coach,
and he pulled him right off ESPN to do it. Like Saturday went from like analyzing on Sundays to on the sideline coaching on Sundays.
No coaching experience whatsoever. They were just like, here,
that Adam was... Gase,
yeah, at least they're in the
a coordinator,
you know, but I mean to go down the road of Jeff Saturday because he's your pal. That's one of those you're like, what in the hell is that? Again,
right.
Bad organizations being bad organizations.
Well, we're now out of time, so we'll get to the Aaron Rodgers odds later. Where would you like to see Aaron Rodgers play next year if he plays? Because it sounds like he's not going back to the Jets.
No, they
Jets don't want him.
No, they made some conditions, and then it's just like, hey, it's time to move on.
Yeah, they said, don't go on the Pat McAfee show. You're not coming back here.
Well, anytime that you're getting a wash Aaron Rodgers, but you're bringing all that into your locker room, no thanks. I'm good.
So we'll get to that later. Up next, it is time for In the News. I have the official In the News Storm Doppler 6000 weather alert.
What are we at DEF CON 2 yet? What
for you. Well, I think we're getting close.
How many minutes to midnight?
We're getting close. Also, guess the town, swastika spike strips.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. And the town is in...
Idaho.
No, wait. Is that Oregon?
Oh, I just figured Idaho.
It's in Oregon.
Oh, all right. Well...
Maybe Washington.
Eastern Oregon.
We think!
In the news is next, but first, Buck.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am hearing tales of $28 feathers out there.
Not my store.
I am not happy about this.
I can't help it. I just am all over the haberdashery website, and I can't get enough.
So they're seriously selling feathers to put in your cap for $28?
These are natural feathers from Austria, several colors to choose from, and they are authentic Bavarian-style feathers.
My ass.
Well,
it's February 11, 2025. It's time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Let me just go rip a feather off.
You piece of garbage.
Thinking like some Bavarian milkers.
$28?
I'll find you a feather.
Do you know what kind of bird that comes from?
I'm going to open a feather store.
Yeah.
Nobody knows the difference. Do people know the difference between a pigeon feather and a Argentinian? Where'd you say they're from? Austria?
These are Austrian feathers.
You can also make fake feathers, too.
Totally. Get out of here with that.
Yeah, but then you'll know it's fake. You don't want that. You want an authentic feather.
It is National Latte Day.
Yeah, I don't drink lattes, but, you know.
I like
people,
latte.
People like lattes.
What makes the latte?
I knew you were going to ask that.
That's it?
Just coffee with milk?
Yeah, well, I think it's usually foamed milk, but yeah.
It's also National Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day.
Over spilled lattes?
Happy birthday to Jennifer Aniston today, by the way. I saw it was her 56th.
She looks amazing.
The YouTube chat pointed out after we discussed him, it would have been Burt Reynolds' 89th birthday today.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
You know who else has a birthday today? Do you guys know who Tina Louise is?
That sounds familiar.
Do you remember her?
Tina Louise.
I used to have such a crush on her.
That sounds very familiar.
She was Ginger from Gilligan's Island.
Oh, you know what? And no one ever picks Ginger. Everyone always goes with Marianne because she's all wholesome.
I loved Ginger.
Dude, give me Ginger all day. You know she's experienced.
Classy.
Yeah.
She's 91. She is still alive.
Yeah, I see her right here. And you know what? This is going to be, look, for 91, she looks good.
Sheryl Crow's birthday and Sarah Palin's birthday.
God. Look at all the hots who have birthdays on February.
What's Sarah Palin up to now?
In the news brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. The official In the News Storm Doppler 6000 weather alert.
Time to panic,
says,
right?
Yes, panic. It sounds like that Thursday, an area of low pressure will approach the southern Oregon coast and will move inland, bringing precipitation into the valley early morning and move north through the day.
No.
Precipitation will start as snow or freezing rain locally late morning or early afternoon.
No.
Computer models suggest snow amounts between an inch to two inches with a transition to freezing rain by the evening.
Time to panic.
This is on Thursday. Well, the ice, that's no joke.
No,
man.
And it, by the way, it was cold as buns today. Holy
cow. Why is it
so
cold? What's going on?
You know, thanks a lot, Obama. It's cold. That's all I know. So Thursday we get the freezing rain?
This is Thursday.
Buck, you might want to start preparing the best of. I'm not dealing with the freezing rain. I'll tell you that right now. You're gone. So
I am. I'm in Kansas dealing with more snow and freezing rain.
More important weather to deal with.
I don't even know if I'm going to get there. It's so bad out there.
Hey, you can come in and hang out with us.
I will. Yeah, if I'm here, I will.
I got the Oregon Live says, is snow finally on the way? I see the red. I see the red, though.
People want the snow.
Yeah, I know.
They're pissed. I mean, we got a light dusting that one day.
Yeah, why do we need? Like,
I don't know.
Who
but
are these people?
Ask what's my wife? She can't wait.
Better be stocking up.
She gets really mad when they say it could be there and it's not there.
Oh, I promise that if it's on the way Thursday, then come tomorrow. The BTJ is going to go stock up on essentials to make sure we're fine.
Guess the town, swastika spike strips. And it is in Washington.
Okay, I'm going to go with...
I was saying Oregon, but it's not. It's
I'm
in
going
Washington.
Colfax, Washington.
Colfax?
Yeah.
No, up by your old stomping grounds.
Oh.
Shockingly.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yakult.
Yakult.
Yeah, there you go.
Is it Yakult?
Yeah, Yakult, Yakult.
I always say Yakult.
Yeah, it's both.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, look.
Homemade road spikes.
Does it say something that it took me two cities to get that?
No, it's pretty good. Both were good.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, one was a great guess, and the other one was solid.
Yeah.
Although, there's a lot of options up there. I mean,
look.
Don't sell yourself short there in La Center.
No, but I'm telling you, whatever you think of La Center, dude, just go 20 minutes, and you're in Yakult or Yakult, and...
Yakultidian?
It's way... La Center is San Francisco compared to what they're bringing out there.
Was that Dusty trying to...
That was Dusty from many years ago speculating on what people from Yakult are called.
A Yakultidian?
A Yakultidian.
We used to play play soccer games out there when my kids were little, and there's like one bar and grill out there, and you went in, and it was something else. They made a good milkshake, though. Probably a racist milkshake, but it was pretty good.
Was it vanilla?
Oh, yeah.
It says on internet, you know what AI tells me? People from Yakult, Washington are called Yakult residents.
Oh, that
really? That's lame.
I don't think that's right, though, because it does. Yeah, because that's AI.
So this is just AI being wrong then, again.
Again.
What are they even doing?
Well.
Sounds like being racist by laying down. By the way, so someone is laying down spike strips to wreck cars in the shape of swastikas.
Well, they're not in the shape of swastikas, but they have swastikas on them. So there have been three reports in the past week of what appear to be homemade spike boards found on roads in Yakult. The boards were found in different neighborhoods around the town. The makeshift devices, framing nails driven through small pieces of wood, were discovered Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So far, no injuries or vehicle damage, but officials say they're worried about the potential danger as they have swastikas. The boards are marked with a swastika.
Can we?
Also on the board, I left out one key fact.
Mm.
The name Kent, which many believe is
Joe Kent.
Your fearless leader up there.
Who was attempting to be our fearless leader. By the way, can I just point out to everyone out there in Yakult? There's no blacks or Jews out there, so I don't know who these spike boards are for. Not sure if you're familiar with the demographic out there, but I think it's a lot of whites. Or should I say, whites. So I'm not sure who these boards are intended for.
Like,
it is not shocking. Maybe that's where Kanye West is moving. Did you see his little move that he had? Did you see his...
Couldn't care any less about him.
Well, he had a after his weird Twitter run, you know, he bought a Super Bowl commercial where the Super Bowl commercial was just telling people to go to his website. And on the website, he had one product for sale, swastika t-shirt. And they sold out of them.
So. The mayor of the town says the Nazi logo is not acceptable.
Oh.
That's not something that you can put on there. And somebody's putting Kent on it.
By the way,
do you see what he did there?
He separated those two things.
He separated the swastika from Joe Kent. Yeah.
By the way, was he winking the entire time he was saying it? Was it one of those, hey, this is not acceptable? Wink, wink, nod, nod.
He probably did it.
One of them sundown towns. Good grief.
Well,
is this where we're at now?
It is.
Nazis are making a comeback? You would think that we put that to bed, oh, I don't know, in the 40s, but...
Do you really care what goes on in Yakult, though?
No, not really.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're never going to go there.
No. Oh, if you're up going to the lake,
it's like the hills have eyes. No offense to Yakultians.
Well, maybe you're up there again, Lake Merwin, and you're up there trying to boat for the weekend. And I have played soccer. Well, my kids have played soccer there. I would not want to run over a swastika board, although to be fair, I wouldn't want to run over any board. But it would be extra troubling if it did have swastikas on it.
How many home burglaries is enough?
My guess is one.
Didn't we do this with how many times having a car crash into your building is enough?
We did. And wasn't that number shockingly high?
Shockingly
high. It was like 39 or something?
Yeah. It's like a bunch of people took a turn too fast when they're drunk or something.
Well, I guess it'd be two ways to ask this. How many home burglaries is enough for you to get what you need and not commit another one?
Yeah.
Or how many home burglaries is enough before authorities catch on to who it may be and actually catch them?
That's a good question. I think those are two different answers.
Okay.
But, you know, say like a baker's dozen.
Okay.
Yeah.
12.
Yeah, because it's like, what are you... If you're stealing from me, you're going to have to steal a lot of homes like mine. I don't have any. Like, what are you stealing from me?
Well, they're targeting... In this instance, they're targeting the Asians.
Mm. Really? We're back to targeting Asians again?
Yeah. Down in Tigard and... Some of the areas down there.
Technically, you could target my house. We're two-thirds Asian in my house.
But take
as
your
Asians.
Take your number and multiply it by 3.
Really? That's what
it's a lot.
It's a lot of break-ins.
We'll have that story next on The Fan. As soon as you are all right, welcome back. Nice to have you along. It really is. It's been a busy show today. We've already had a street performer, drop off his tips in cash to give to Mike Lynch. And Lynch, I was just texting back and forth with him about it, and he is over the moon. He said that's a really sweet thing for someone to do. So,
well, thank you. What was that? What was he going by?
He was going by
Jeek Caesus.
Jeek Caesus.
Jeek Caesus, and he looks like a member of ZZ Top.
Yes,
and he plays guitar on the streets.
So if you see him out there, go fist bump him and throw him a couple bucks because that was a cool thing.
Yeah, it's probably, I don't know, we were guessing maybe $300 in there or something.
Yeah, he did not have to give that money over to us and to Mike to give to Mike, and that's really cool that he did that.
Yeah, so Lynch is grateful. All right, this is in the Nuez, February 11, 2025. You said a baker's dozen on a number of burglaries before you've got enough.
Yeah. No.
To not burglarize again?
Yeah, you're like, all right, we're good here.
Or how many burglaries does it take for them to actually catch on to who's doing it?
Yeah, I'm going to say, like, the baker's, I'm going 13. I'm taking 13.
39.
That's a lot.
Home burglaries.
That's a lot of burglaries.
In Oregon. Investigators believe the same group of suspects are connected to all of them. Tigard Police announcing the update in the multi-jurisdictional home burglary investigation on Monday, about a week after 4 people in the case were arrested.
Seems a little... Like, everybody nowadays, like, there's a camera everywhere. Like, how did it take 39 burglaries to catch these
people? Well, that's what I thought. I mean, this... Look, no offense to the victims, because that sucks.
Yeah.
But this is not a story if it's not 39 of them.
It's a lot.
Are you mine?
It's a lot of burglaries.
They targeted Asians in Tigard and various other districts.
seems pretty racist.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess they think that they stockpile jewels.
The Asians keep all their earnings in a coffee can?
Yeah, all 39 homes were owned by Asian Americans.
Oh.
Bend as well.
Oh.
I guess.
Well, so they robbed the one Asian family in Bend?
Apparently.
That's what happened?
Yeah, very targeted.
Jeez.
Very specific. Yeah. Four people arrested. They are all Hispanic. The four suspects were living at various locations throughout Portland.
So I need to tell the BTJ that the Hispanics are coming after her? We got a race war on our hands?
I think we do.
Right.
I think that's what this means.
Right. South of the border versus the Far East. All right, let's go. Let's do it. Is it the cartels versus the Yakuza? Who wins that battle?
I tell you, you break into my house.
Yeah, you got nothing.
You are getting... What a waste of time.
I can't begin to tell you how disappointed you are going to be when you break into my house. You're going to
steal my bobbleheads?
Yeah, I don't...
You can have them. I'll leave them outside.
I'm trying to think of what would be the most valuable thing to steal from my house, and it is just... It's just shockingly disappointing. There's just nothing. There's nothing going on in there. Can I steal, like, my old metal Marlin that's, like, above my front door? I bet you that'll get you $6 at a flea market. I mean, I've got a clock that doesn't work. What's that do for you?
It's right twice a day, right?
Yeah, just sits up there. It's a cool-looking clock. Doesn't work.
Is that the most overplayed joke of all time?
it's right twice a day.
Even a broken clock's right twice a day?
Yeah.
Is it even a joke, or is it just a saying? I mean, I made it a joke, but...
I think it's kind of a joke. I think it's a joke.
Yeah, I think it's
trying
more,
to be funny.
I don't know if it's a joke. I think it's more of a shot at people.
Yeah, like when someone gets something right and you don't expect them to.
It's like the whole blind squirrel finding a nut sort of thing.
I'd like to now know what the most overused joke of all time is. I want to know that.
Let me work with Google.
Finally, guys, hey, go adopt a doggy or a cat.
I already got one.
I'm talking to listeners, idiot.
Sorry.
They are saying more stray and surrendered dogs have entered Multnomah County Animal Shelter in the last couple of months. For some reason, there is a surge, and it's the sharpest uptick in 13 years. Overcrowding shelters now. So officials want you and the community to seek adoption of dogs and cats and don't eat them.
Yeah, I would... Hope not.
They're eating the dogs.
Not in Ohio. What
They're
do we know? What
the pets?
The uptick is for this?
Like, the uptick?
Uptick. Why are we?
I don't know. It said in January the shelter took in 268 dogs who were either surrendered or found as strays. While at the same time,
they're eating the dogs.
234 dogs were adopted, returned to owners, or transferred to other rescue sites. The shelter has had about 40 dogs ready to be adopted and dozens of lost pets waiting for owners to reclaim them. They have limited kennels, you know.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good at all.
I've said it before.
So get down there.
It's one of the things that I'm most ashamed of is I bought my dogs instead of rescuing them. And that's, you know.
Yeah, you need to start rescuing, dude.
Jams me up.
A lot of doggies need homes.
Well, I've only got one and I'm not getting another one, so I'm out of the market. But I will admit, I do feel some shame towards that.
They said just 3 days between Friday and Sunday, officials said 24 dogs were brought in, including 6 surrender dogs.
Dude, that's crazy.
16 cats and kittens.
By the way, I looked up the most overused jokes of all time.
Yeah, what do you got?
And number one, and I could see this, to the tall people, how's the weather?
Oh, okay.
There. Somebody on the text line said, working hard or hardly working. That's got to be way up there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So they put together it's a joke site, and they had the 60 most overused jokes, and the weather up there is number one. So, yeah.
I'm going to start saying that to you.
Yeah. The other one is, I'm not racist. I hate everyone equally. That's up there. Dropping the soap in the shower.
Yeah.
Some form of...
prison.
Some form of whatever waitress. Is there anything else I can do for you? Every middle-aged man, a smile. You know. It's crap like that.
Or the... Have you ever heard the one like, they say, what can I do you for?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A little cheeky.
Can I ask you a question you just did? They're all that, you know. So that's all that, you know.
All right. Well, thank you for looking that up.
Pull my fingers in there.
Oh, yes. How did we not have that?
Yeah.
Or that's what she said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. Great. Can I still be whatever your name is? A lot of those. You know.
What?
Like if someone says...
My dad did this to us all the time growing up. We'd be like, I'm thirsty. And he'd be like, I'm your dad. I'm what your else dad. Is new?
Oh. Oh, God.
Right?
That's in the news, February 11, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. We have the Hot 5 at 5 coming up next. I have baseball news because, you know, we're a baseball show.
Is the when's that? That's happening, like, now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, we're a baseball show. We're supposed to know this.
Do you know when it's happening?
Today.
I don't think you know.
I think today.
I think it's already happened.
Some of them today?
In some places.
Yeah, it's not all one day for everybody, so... Yeah.
They're filtering staggered. In. How about that?
Yeah, trickling in. How about that?
We also have some college football in the Hot 5 and a new NFL coach, all next on The Fan.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.